Sangmi Park is a 24-year-old South Korean university student. She and her three companions recently visited Tucson on a trip funded by LG. The LG Challenger program is an opportunity for Korean students to go overseas to learn and bring knowledge back to their country. Park says her team is interested in learning about how the United States provides support for the children of incarcerated parents.
I and my friends talk about the welfare systems a lot because nowadays Korean society has lots of interest in welfare systems. But we found out that there is a blind spot. Children of incarcerated parents are in the blind spot because they don't have any benefits or protections from the society. So we think that we have to focus on these children and we have to help them.
Park and her team visited New York, New Jersey, Alabama, Washington, and Arizona on a two-week tour of the United States. Tucson was the last stop on their research trip. Park says they decided to come here to meet with staff from the Pima Prevention Partnership, an organization that provides services to the children of incarcerated parents and their caregivers. Claire Sherwin is the deputy director for the nonprofit. She says the Korean undergraduate students contacted her via email.
They Googled children of incarcerated parents, and apparently the Pima Prevention Partnership came up several times. Reports that we've written, they found us on the internet.
The organization arranged a 1.5-day tour for the students. They met with Tucson Mayor Jonathan Rothschild and Congressman Raul Gorjalva, toured Pima County's teen and juvenile courts, and learned about the services the Pima Prevention Partnership offers. The students also met with Rosa Bourbon, a 66-year-old grandmother who's been caring for her granddaughter since the girl was 8 days old.
I love my son, but I don't love what he has done. He's been incarcerated off and on since he was 18 years old. He'll be 52 years old when she's about 15 years. That's when he'll be coming out.
Park, a senior at a Korean university, says before her trip to the U.S. where she met Bourbon, she didn't think about the difficulties caregivers for children with incarcerated parents face.
I think in the society and communities, support is really important, I think. I learned that kind of things from her stories.
Park says once she's back in South Korea, her team will write a report about what they learned in the United States. She says there are 30 teams competing in LG's 2013 Global Challenger program. Park says if her team wins the challenge, LG will either offer them internships or jobs. She says she'd like to work for the division of the company that provides social services to the community. I'm Laura Palmisano, Arizona Public Media.